That's been really exciting. The first that happened was back, I would guess, about the year 2000. A gentleman called from Des Moines, and he had some of the art glass panels. He said his father had worked on one of the construction crews in the 70s, and they were just throwing art glass into the dumpster. And his father had salvaged a couple of them. So we can get those restored and put back in place. The grills over the clerestory windows in the bank, there were, I believe, 24, 25 bronze grills. And they were installed as a fence in Clear Lake. And those have been donated back. So we've got those ready to restore. And then there are some rumors of some of the light fixtures that are owned by someone out there, some pieces of them anyway. And we hope to at least get to look at them so we can document them and use them for recasting those fixtures.
Well, that's kind of exciting how people are coming forward now with some of these pieces. And interesting that they were just throwing some of this away in the dumpster. I imagine that makes people like you just shudder.
Well, you know, restoration wasn't always important to people. And Frank Lloyd Wright fell in and out of favor over the course of his career. So, and generally when he was out of favor, that's when his buildings were being torn down. So it's not that surprising. The thing that I think that we are most lucky to have is the original art glass ceiling panels that were over the dining room in the hotel. And those were installed in a house here in town, and they were in a storeroom, so they were well protected. And the owner of the house really didn't even know what they were until he had seen some of the art glass that belonged with the bank originally. And then he started to put together, oh, this is where it goes. So those have also been donated back.